it's a topic that a lot of folks don't want to delve into. I mean, first of all, when you talk about mental health issues in America, you get a real wide range of reaction. Some people go, shh, no. Others want to, you know, confront it head on. But what about mental health and health and mental issues and behavior issues for the elderly? There's a study out there that indicates that while 20% of Americans, 55 and over, have a mental health disorder, and that increased to 67% of those living full-time in nursing homes, only 3% get treatment. Only 3%. Let's talk about it this morning with the good doc, Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com is the website where all the podcasts reside at Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And we're talking about something that's really, I think, a big issue. It's an aging population. And it's an aging population that when you get chronic illnesses or you get older and you lose friends and relatives around you, that this can lead to depression, it can lead to anxiety, it can lead to worry. And we really have not, as a society, fully geared up for this, because when only 3% are receiving treatment that could certainly need it, and we're talking about 67% of those in nursing homes and 20% of those over 55 having a particular mental health issue. Now, a lot of this is people not even being aware of what's available.
Right.
It's also the belief, kind of an odd belief, that, well, people have declining ability, so we ought to expect that they would be depressed or anxious. And I've heard the nicest of people say that, and they don't really realize, well, even if that's true, that with these declining abilities, that it can lead to anxiety and depression, that doesn't mean we ought not to be offering the services. Then another problem you have is people often have trouble making appointments, even if they have the best intentions, if they're in bad health.
Sure.
Like they can
Very
set
true.
Something up.
Oh, yeah.
And they may need someone to drive them there, but it's not unusual for someone not to be able to make it legitimately. But on the other hand, you can see why persons offering either medical or physical services don't want to be involved with trying to offer services to people that aren't going to show up. So there's really a lot of things. And plus, you still have many people in my age group, and maybe even in your age group, that say, well, the idea of seeing a shrink or seeing someone as a sign of weakness, and there's really nothing that they can't solve themselves. So it's a chronic issue. And I always encourage people when they talk to their family physicians to let them know exactly what's going on so they have a better handle on, you know, what might be available, what they might need, what potential medications. Because also alcoholism is another issue that you have among older adults. Not that you don't have it with, you know, different ages, but that's another area. And also, of all age groups, that the senior group are those that have the highest percentage of homicide. So, or not homicide, excuse me, suicides. So this really is an area that we need to take a look at, and as a society, whether we are parents of aging persons, whether we are the aging person, whether we are caregivers, whether we are church people, whether we're neighbors, we all have to kind of take a look here at a group that continues to live longer, but with living longer, there are more issues that come up, and just the physical chronic type things can certainly lead to mental health issues that, sadly, too often they go not being treated.
Why do you think that number is so high for those in long-term care? For example, nursing, could it have something to do with, I mean, is that part of what has put someone there, not just physical infirmity, but there's a mental health issue? Is it something that would instead be from a long-term home situation? And does modern medicine try too often to just control it with medication, and there's less in terms of, like you say, with treatment here? Treatment could be counseling too, and how much of that is manifest in long-term care? That seems like a really high number, 67%.
Sure. Well, that was 20 questions in one.
let me
start off here. I think that when a person's in a nursing home, that means that they can't care for themselves for the most part, okay?
Right.
Unless they're there for a rehab or something. And if you're in that condition, you're most likely not in a place that you want to be. Most people want to stay in their own home. They don't want to be, you know, in a nursing home. And very likely they could have chronic pain issues or or even some type of Alzheimer's or dementia, call it whatever you will. So there's a high probability of people in a nursing home having what we would call psychological or behavioral type problems. So those are some of the major reasons there. Now, the thing is, I think we need to be making sure we're trying to offer services to these people. We know about support animals can be very helpful. Activities in facilities can be helpful. Mental health persons in facilities can be helpful. There's a lot of things that we need to do. We don't want to just think of just a warehousing a person in the last stage of their life until they die. The goal is to try to make the life that is there as pleasant as it can be, and try to offer emotional, spiritual, physical help to the person that is in them. But the fact that the percentages are that high is probably not shocking to people when you consider there's also the dementia, the different failing physical situations, and just the desire not to be there by most persons, Dave.
Is there an age with your clients where, is there a typical age with your clients in a range of all the folks that you treat? And is there a top end to that? Or are there some clients that you see well into their senior years and well into, maybe above age 75 where it's common? Or is that less common? What have you seen personally?
Well, I see that we're in an age now that even a lot of people get through their 80s in relatively good health. Being 74, almost 75 myself, I don't consider that old. My dad always says someone 10 years older than you. But what I find is we're running into a situation now where a large percentage of people get well into their 70s,
okay,
and even more get into their 80s. There aren't many well into their 90s. There may be some that get to 90, 91, 92, 93, getting any around. But they may be all over, but they're a very small, percentage. I do tend to find in the 80s is when people tend to end up in nursing homes or not able to take care of themselves. Not that it can't happen earlier with Alzheimer's or dementia or something else that may occur to the person from an accident or whatever it might be, a kind of a freak type of a thing that comes up upon them. But I would say the 80s seems to be the range that I'm seeing more and more people, if they're in assisted living or if they're in a nursing home or if they're not able to take care of themselves or if they move in with with a child or a family member. That seems to be the range. But there are a number of people well into their 80s, Dave, that are out and about doing things. And
absolutely.
Some of their 90s. But I think a lot of it is your mental health, your outlook, your maintaining physical activities. You're looking to tomorrow and not living in yesterday. So there are a lot of things people can do. And I always encourage people, if they may be older or whatever, let's take older as an example, and they're feeling that life's kind of coming to an end. And I say, well, okay, but what are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to plan to do today? What future activities do you have? Because if people can plan and look to the future, something they want to do, that is better regardless of where they are. So I think that if people want to maintain contact with people, they can write, they can be on the Internet. That is one of the blessings of the Internet now, that we can communicate with people so quickly anywhere in the world. So it's kind of that I think is a positive. So with older persons, we don't want to just warehouse them or let them feel that they're a burden on the society and on the families. And families need to see them as persons with opportunities for levels of future growth versus, this is the end, we'll make them comfortable, and that will be the end of it, because, no, it really has to be much more than that.
Doc, I saw a video recently of a woman in Europe who, she was 77 and widowed, and she had an antique car, and she wanted to be like her hero growing up, another explorer who was female, and she said she wanted to drive her car around the world. And she said, I don't know if I'm going to live forever. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm not. So I'm 77. If I'm going to do this trip, I better get started now. And I thought,
I think that makes sense.
So it was a tremendous, and now she didn't make it. She had some issues along the way, but she gave it a good go. And I thought, that's just really impressive to have that kind of an outlook to just say, let's just get up and do something. And
listen, one time around, as the old Pepsi ad goes, and there are also senior centers. There are a lot of places where people can go, church groups, community groups, volunteering. It's really critical. Just because you're older doesn't mean you're done. It just means you can do other things, and you have to pace yourself and move forward. So we do need to kind of be encouraging a large segment, a growing segment of our society, to keep going, keep pushing, and not be giving up or just buying into the idea, well, I'll just warehouse myself until I die. That's not a good thing to do at all.
DrJohnB.com is the place for the podcast, the website to go to. You think of Pepsi ad, now you make me think Pepsi for those who think young. That was another one from back, and I won't tell you how old I was when that came out. Always great to talk to you. Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John Braccio. Good information today. Thanks, Doc.
Good to talk to you later. Talk to you later.